More than 11,000 fans packed the stands at Hayward Field on the final day of competition. The crowd finally saw the sun break through the thick clouds in the men's 1500 meter. Oregon senior Mack Fleet won his last collegiate race.
Individual stuff aside, our team this year is fantastic. You know, everyone's pretty much healthy, and this is the first time in my 5 years here we've had a team like this, and it's so exciting. You know, everyone is just so excited for each other. You know, we're leaving the hotel to come watch each other compete. You know, we're here Wednesday morning watching Dakota run the 100.
Fleet's performance helped the Oregon men earn the first outdoor title since 1984.
Indoors is fun, but that's like doing well in Vegas. You know, that's what I would say. You know, outdoors is something different. Outdoors is the real show. We haven't won one in 20 years since Dillinger was coach here. It just speaks to our staff and the athletes that we have. We're committed every single day all year.
Mack Fleet says he'll now pursue a career as a professional runner. In the next week, he plans to sign with an agent and pick up endorsement deals. Duck football receiver Devin Allen ran hard enough in the 110-meter hurdles to get the second fastest collegiate time. The record from 1979 still stands. He says for him, football comes first, and he'll begin drills with the team in 2 weeks. He had to drop 20 pounds to help him be a more efficient runner, something he says his football coaches also wanted.
Since like sixth grade, you know, I've been doing football, track, basketball, baseball, soccer. And it's a little bit easier now that I'm in college. I can only focus on two sports, you know. So I think, you know, with this season, it definitely gave me confidence that I can do both sports for the rest of my college career and then, you know, go from there.
While the Hayward crowd is always supportive of visiting teams, there was a round of booing when the men's team from Arizona was announced at the start of the 4x4 relay. The reason? On Thursday, Oregon sprinter Arthur Delaney was called on a lane violation. After Arizona protested, the Oregon men were disqualified. In the end, it wouldn't matter, as the U of O men got all the glory, the trophy, and the national title.
The University of Oregon.
U of O sophomore Jenna Prandini has become a crowd favorite this season, and she didn't disappoint. She took the national title in the long jump, placed second in the 200 meter, and third in the 100 meter.
This meet has really made me grow as an athlete, and my coaches and I have seen some weaknesses that I have, and next year we'll just tweak it all, and hopefully I'll come back even stronger.
The usually robust Hayward fans were silent before the starting gun blasted for the final event, the women's 4x4 relay.
And this time we're underway. Quick to get to the inside. Kansas State, USC.
Oh, my. Texas A&M will miss the collegiate record by 1/100th of a second.
The Aggies win their fifth national title on the women's side in the last 7 years. Congratulations to them.
The Texas Longhorns placed second, with the Oregon women landing in third. The total attendance for the four-day meet was estimated at 40,000. The stands won't be empty for long. The World Junior Championships take place July 22nd through 27th. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Keltner at Hayward Field.